revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth, righteous indignation. It will look across the seas and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia, Africa, and South America, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries. Say this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of Latin America and say, this is not just. Western arrogance of feeling that it has everything to teach others. Nothing to learn from them is not just. True revolution of values will lay hands on the world order. Say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, filling our nation's homes and with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate through the veins of peoples normally humane, sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields, physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, not be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. That continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. Oh, my friends, if that is any one thing that we must see today, is that these are revolutionary times. All over the globe, men are revolting against old systems of exploitation and oppression. And out of the wounds of a frail world, new systems of justice and equality are being born. The shirtless and barefoot people of the land are rising up as never before. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. They are saying unconsciously, as we say in one of our freedom songs, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm speaking of that force which all of the great religions have seen as the supreme unifying principle of life. Love is somehow the key that unlocks the door which leads to ultimate reality. This Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist belief about ultimate reality beautifully summed up in the first epistle of John. Let us love one another, for God is love. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. We love one another. God dwelleth in us. His love is perfected in us. Let me say finally that I oppose the war in Vietnam because I love America. I speak out against this war, not in anger, but with anxiety and sorrow in my heart. Above all, with a passionate desire to see see our beloved country stand as the moral example of the world. I speak out against this war because I'm disappointed with America. There can be no great disappointment where there is no great love. I'm disappointed with our failure to deal positively and forthrightly with the triple evils of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism. We are presently moving down a dead-end road that can lead to national disaster. America has strayed to the far country of racism and militarism. America strayed away. This unnatural excursion has brought only confusion and bewilderment. It left heart aching with guilt, mind distorted with irrationality. It is time for all people of conscience to call upon America. Come back home. Come home, America. I call on Washington today. I call on every man and woman of goodwill all over America today. I call on the young men of America who must make a choice today. Take a stand on this issue. Tomorrow may be too late. Come home, America. Tomorrow may be too late.